Do you ever feel like you're just stuck in limbo? Like, God, what's your plan? I'm trying to trust you, but it's really hard right now. When will your plan come to pass? When will I know? How long do I have to endure? How do I know if it's you or not? Ooh, y'all, I got you. This is a doozy, this episode right here. So you may want to grab your notebook for this one because it's time to teach. Welcome to His Word, My Walk, where my desire is to ignite your spirit, elevate your mind, and yes, even challenge your body. I'm your host, Kayla, just your girl next door Christian mentor and life coach. And for the next 20 minutes, I'll be here in your ear to drop some truth, encourage you, lift you up, and share insight from my own life about how God's Word and my daily walk go together. I've got some amazing resources available for you, like prayer cards, Bible journaling bootcamp, a free powerful prayer guide, and so much more. So head to hiswordmywalkpodcast.com and grab what you need. And while you're there, if you'd like to support this show and this mission, you can simply click the button that says buy me a coffee. Your generosity in prayer, in reviews, in encouragement, and yes, in those cups of, well, tea in my case, means so much to me as I continue to pour out what God puts in me. So now, lace up your sneakers, head out the door, and let's get into this. All right, y'all. Well, first things first. I appreciate you so much. Like, I just love all of you who listen to this podcast, those who have been here from the start for more than like 2.5 years, those who have just recently found this podcast and have like binge listened to the episodes. Literally, a woman from my local church, I guess I'll say it this way, she's probably gonna laugh, but like one of my mom's friends from church, she messaged my mom from her road trip and said she had listened to 3.5 hours of His Word, My Walk. I mean, wow, come on, God. And you may actually be listening to this as your first episode. Like, maybe you found a recent TV show episode on YouTube or even on the local station in Indiana or somewhere else. Announcement coming soon. And now here you are. I'm just so grateful. Every opportunity to speak and share, not just what the Lord puts on my heart to share, but share my life, share how God and I work through stuff, share how truly His Word and my daily walk go together. I'm all about it. So I was asked to teach and speak to the young adults ministry at our church this week. And if you've been around for a while, you know they hold a special place in my heart. Last summer, I went and stayed at a lake house for 3 nights with a group of about 20 young adults. And every day I taught. And then I made a point to spend time individually with each of them. Truly just being a presence, just a godly influence they could come to. And since that time, those relationships have continued. Many of them come to me for advice and guidance. You can regularly find me at the coffee shop with one of the college girls just talking life and spending time together, making sure they know they have a safe place to come and talk. So here, I'm going to challenge you before I even get going today. Who are you pouring into? Who is younger than you? Maybe not even in years, but maybe in experience or expertise or education. Who are you mentoring? And if you can't think of anyone, it's time to step out. It's time to make yourself available. They're not paying me anything. Shoot, I'm buying their drinks. But they know, and their pastors know, and their parents know that they have someone they can go to who, first of all, loves the Lord, and second, someone they can trust and will share the dating details, the tough school issues, the questions about God that they don't understand but don't want anyone else to know that they don't know. Like, so they actually come to me. So actually, let me just do this. Lord, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for how strategic you are in every relationship and every interaction each of us is going to come across in our lifetime. I ask today that you help my friend, that you open their eyes to opportunities to pour into others, that you reveal to them who, where, and how. Show them who has poured into them and help them to see the impact of that and to desire to pour into others. I pray right now for meetings at coffee shops this week, for walks in the parks this week, for moments in a car after a game, whatever it is. I pray that my friend listening hears clearly and sees clearly who they can pour into. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, well, like I was saying, I'm about to teach at the young adult ministry, and so I thought, why not share with you right here what I'm teaching? It's such a good lesson. They've actually been in this video series learning about trusting God and enduring. So gave me that guidance with a very clear, Kayla, wherever God leads you, though, we're about it. They know me and trust me by now. And as I began to pray about these things, trusting God and enduring, what became really clear to me is actually what I think might be the foundation of those statements. And it's this: God, what's the plan? Like, God, what's your plan? What's your plan for me? See, what I really want to know is what God's plan is. Then I'm trusting his plan. I'm trusting his process. I'm trusting his way, I think, right? I know God has a plan for me, so I'm enduring right now. I can endure because I know things will get better because I know God has a plan. I can quote Jeremiah 29 because I've learned it and written it over and over and said it over and over. It actually helps me endure. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Yep, I believe that. I'm trusting that. So I can endure because I know that good plan is coming. Do you feel that? Well, how do we endure? How do we trust? Let me start off here first. To endure means to suffer patiently, like through an unpleasant or difficult process or situation without giving way. So why do we endure? Well, we endure because we fully believe God has a plan and that plan is good, just like we read in Jeremiah 29:11. Well, then how do we endure? Well, we endure by fully believing God has a plan and that plan is good, just like we read in Jeremiah 29:11. Did you catch that? Like, the bottom line is that we fully believe, fully, faith, 100%. We fully believe that God has a plan for us and that plan is good. Who endured? Job. Y'all, side note, I have a thing about Job. I'm actually going to go deeper into this in an upcoming new show, if I can call it that. So stay tuned. But Job endured. Job trusted God. Did he complain? Sure. Was it hard? Absolutely. Did it feel like his life was over? Probably. Sounds like it. Yet he endured. He suffered patiently. He didn't give way. Paul endured hardships, persecution, imprisonment, physical afflictions, yet he remained unwavering, totally committed to spreading the gospel. Jesus endured. Hebrews 12:2, I'm going to New King James Version this one on you because it's how I have it memorized and it hits so good. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus endured. He endured the cross. He endured crucifixion. He endured death. Why? Because he fully knew and believed God had a plan. And how did he do it? He fully knew and believed God had a plan. So let's get into the plan. How do we know God's plan? I mean, we know it's good because he says so, right? Okay, keep that part in mind. I want to take you through some steps, some questions, like some ask yourself type questions, and y'all already know what I'm going to say next. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you examine yourself, because when it comes to these questions, you're going to want and need complete 100% honesty. So if you're wanting to know God's plan, number one, proximity. What is your proximity to God? Oh, and by the way, we're spelling the word plan. So P-L-A-N. First, P, proximity. Oh, this is so good. The definition of proximity, nearness in space, time, relationship. What is your proximity to God? What is your nearness to God in space, in time, and in relationship? You want to know his plan, right? You want to know his plan for you, right? So what is your proximity to him? And notice, I'm not just saying, have you asked him? Or even, have you asked someone else? The question is, what is your proximity to God? Okay, I'm currently 42 years old. My proximity to God right here, right now in my life, I would say is pretty awesome. I would say I'm pretty close to him. And what's wild to think about is that if you were to ask me my proximity to God in early 2017, I would have said that it was awesome then. In 2010, graduating with that second degree studying the Bible, I would have said it was awesome then. In 2002, in college, doing assemblies with Athletes in Action, I would have said it was awesome then. But let me tell you, where I'm at right now with God is exponentially closer to him than any of those other times. And welcome to what a relationship is. This is what walking together is. This is what commitment to growth is. I wasn't wrong back then. I was right where I was. And although it's hard for me to imagine, I hope this trajectory keeps going. Like, I hope that when I'm asked this question, when I'm like 50, that I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm so close with God. Our relationship is so real and it's exponentially greater than when I was 42. Y'all, that's wild to even think about for me. Okay, let's get practical. I'll be honest with this one.
I'm the person who likes a plan. I've always got snacks packed. I've always got extra socks. I'm out the door when I say we're out the door. I'm the one who asks, what's the plan? Or will ask you, what's your plan for today? Now, here's something I've just realized recently for me. So I've got people who are close to me in my life, who have put in time, who have more of proximity to me. And when they ask me, what's your plan for the day? I'll break it down to them. But then there are people who I talk to every now and then, or like our conversations are usually about business deals or a specific project. And then they're coming to me with, hey, Kayla, what's your plan for the day? And I'm like, what? Why would you ask me that? We're not friends like that. You don't have that kind of proximity to me that makes me want to share my plan for the day with you. Now, remember, God's not like us humans. He already laid it out there. I don't think he gets annoyed or frustrated and is like, ugh, why would you ask me that? But what about this? Based on proximity, based on closeness of our relationship, there's times that I actually don't even have to ask, or friends of mine that don't even have to ask me, what's the plan for the day? I have a good friend, and I just know that on Tuesdays and Thursdays in the morning, she's at her caregiver job for a beautiful girl. I just know that. Because of our proximity, because of the closeness of our relationship, I know what she's up to, almost to the point of being able to like time my phone calls to her to catch up. Our proximity in our relationship is key to knowing that plan. What do you think the disciples and Jesus' relationship was like? Let's clarify, like the 12 who were with him daily for his 3-year ministry here on earth. Do you think they were always like, hey, Jesus, what's the plan for today? I mean, maybe at the start, but I've got to think that based on their time with him, their closeness to him, their relationship with him, that they would wake up and just know the plan. Like, let's go out and share the love of God with people. Let's heal the sick, cause the blind to see. Let's help people. Let's pray for others. Let's do miracles. Let's get others to see, experience, believe, and follow Jesus too. That's the plan. Their proximity to Jesus was evident. Like in John chapter 14, verse 18, Jesus says to his disciples, no, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. He validated right there the proximity that they had with him. I will come to you. You mean so much to me. I won't leave you. The privilege of even asking someone, what's the plan, requires relationship. And the proximity of that relationship can get you to the point of actually not needing to ask. Because you're so close, you just know. Okay, let me get through these points and then bring it all back together for you. So stay with me. So P, proximity. And L, life. What is my life like day to day? What is my life like right now? I know, maybe you thought this was going to be all deep. No, but really ask yourself, what is my life like day to day? Okay, now do you think God doesn't know that? Do you think God doesn't see that? Do you think God isn't using that? Do you think God isn't in that? Remember Jeremiah 29:11. God knows the plans he has for you. He spoke this to Jeremiah the prophet, and we can hold this same truth in our lives as his children too. He knows the plans he has for you. They are plans to prosper you and not to harm you. That means they are plans for good and not for disaster. His plans are to give you a hope and a future. Good plans. Good plans. Full stop. Read what he said. Read every single word. For I know the plans. One of the biggest problems I think we have as believers is recognizing that God's plans for us, that is a plural statement. Way too often, like we're holding out for one plan, for one thing, for that one big break, as the world would call it. But God, the Most High God, he's not limited to just having one thing for you. He has plans. Right here, right now is part of God's plan. Look around. What is your life like? This is often easier to recognize in hindsight, but if we can recognize it in hindsight, then we have evidence of it for right here, right now, too. When my college basketball playing days were over, I thought life was over. Like, God, now what? And then I started working for the National Basketball Association, and when that was over, I thought it was all over. Like, God, now what? And then when I started doing fitness competitions, got into personal training, went back to school to study the Bible, worked for a church full time, and then got deported. Like, God, now what? Oh, y'all didn't know that one? Yeah, your girl has been through some twists and turns of life, but looking back now, all God's plans. You already know the way I teach, the way I speak, how the Holy Spirit teaches me through what? Often through basketball, through health, through fitness, examples from those areas of my life. The reason I have become so consistent and disciplined and loving seeing growth in my own relationship with God and now able to help others with that too is because I was able to use everything from those other seasons. I've literally trained myself, athlete style, personal trainer style, to spend time with God, to read the Bible, to experience growth, and to help others in the same way. Does my career look completely different than I thought it would, than I had planned? Yes, 100% it does. But know this, God doesn't waste anything. His plan is always in motion. He knows the plans he has for you. And let me say this, it's because of the hindsight, it's because of the recognizing that I'm still using everything that I used to do, it's because of that that I'm able to trust God now and endure through hard times now. Because although it might feel like where I'm at right now is the big plan, it's not. There's going to come a day when I look back at this podcast and this TV show and think, wow, that was another step. That was God's plan. That was one of God's plans for me at that time. Oh, in the previous episode, I think I read Psalm 139 to you, but let me hit you with a piece of it again. Here's the first six verses. Oh Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. It's too much for me to understand. Yet God not only knows it all, he plans it all. Before I even got injured in college, God already had the NBA just start 1 year earlier their development league, what is now the G League, so that they wouldn't be so overstaffed, so that when I sent a resume to one person on their website and asked if I could be an intern, they would reply with, "We've never had an intern at our league office, but sure, come on down to South Carolina." He already knew the plan. He knew when I was going to jump for that rebound, and he knew when I was going to crash down. But actually, he knew. And I didn't have the relationship with him then that I have now. But hey, even in that moment, even that piece, God knew the plans he had for me. And they were, and still are, plans to prosper me and not to harm me. He had the future and the hope already set. That was part of it. Did I like veer off a little on this point? I don't think so. I actually feel like I could close this episode out right now. What is your life like? Your day-to-day life right now? If you want to know God's plan for you, right here, right now is it. This is part of his plan. This is one of his plans. Oh, I need you to get that. Like, I need you to see that. I need you to recognize that. Oh, and this isn't, quote, just preparation for the one big thing he has planned for you. Gosh, we can throw that in a lot too, right? Like, I'm 42. I'm not married yet. Is everything God has me in right now in the past preparation for marriage? Well, if I believe marriage is God's plan for me, God's big plan, God's one plan, then I could see it that way, I guess. But that's just not who he is. Does God prepare us? Yes. Does he have a plan? Yes. Do I hope and believe marriage is one of God's plans for me? Yes. But even if it isn't, he's still God. I still trust him. And everything I've been through is not wasted. It's purposeful. Oh my goodness, I'm seriously not even going to get to the other two points today. I don't even know if I feel led to do a part two in this yet. Maybe this is just what I needed to say. And to be honest, I did know this is what I needed to say because I've been saying it so much lately. And although I feel like I say it and teach it and encourage people in it all the time, to know that God's plan for you is always in motion, that right here, right now is part of that plan. Well, literally a couple hours ago, I received a DM from a woman I've spent time pouring into, a woman who follows and listens to me teach on the regular. And she just had this moment with God about this, like, what if right now is his plan? Now, I love it. I think it's the coolest thing when you get the revelation from God yourself. She's been in his word and digging deep within herself too. And that was the bonus catalyst and confirmation that this teaching about how to trust God and how to endure was taking this turn. So if I can bring this all back together with just the P and the L of my nice little acronym, God knows the plans he has for you. They are good plans, not disastrous. Let me say that. Those plans are good and not disastrous. Ask God to increase your faith. Ask God to increase your confidence. Ask him to show you in the past how that was his plan too, and how it wasn't wasted. He was all up in it. And right here, right now, he's all up in this too. Trust and endure because he knows the plans he has for you. And trust and endure by knowing that he knows the plans he has for you. If you want to know what God's plans for you are, look at your proximity to him and look at your life right now. Let me pray for you before I go. God, oh, thank you. Thank you for your plans. Your plans. You're so strategic and so purposeful in everything you do. Nothing is wasted. Everything is purposeful. And I pray right now for the one listening that their eyes are open to see and recognize you, to recognize how you worked in the past in their life, and to recognize you right here, right now. Increase their faith, please, Lord. Increase their confidence in you and in your plans. As times may be tough, help them to endure, to not waver, knowing and fully believing that you know the plans you have for them. And those plans are for good. You are a good God, always with us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me this week. My prayer is that this episode was able to ignite your spirit, elevate your mind, and challenge your body. The His Word, My Walk podcast is here to serve you. So if you haven't already, you can check out more of my programs and services at HisWordMyWalkPodcast.com. You can also find me on Instagram at Kayla Praise. If you could do me a quick favor and leave a written review in your listening app, I would really appreciate it. I'll see you next time.